following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. As someone who dislikes sharing their thoughts and always saying, I don't know, this podcast is meant to showcase my opinions and my top 10 lists. Join me, DJ Opinion, as I talk about a new list every episode, ranging from my top 10 favorite songs to my top 10 fears. Number 10 on my list is Wotakoi, Love is Hard for Otaku. This short romantic comedy begins when the main character tries to keep her secret of being an otaku from her coworkers. I really enjoyed this anime because of how cute and preppy, a bit awkward and relatable it is. I really love the opening of this anime. They do a little dance at the end of it, and this music makes me want to dance all the time too. After watching this anime, I realized how relatable and how much of a gamer boyfriend I want to and someone to enjoy anime with. It's super cute. The couple go through this really awkward, yet kind of relatable relationship, and it's a bit different. Most romantic comedy animes are based in high school, but this one is based on an adult relationship where they're working and in a workplace. And I think it's different and I really love it. And number 9 is Gakuen Babysitters, or School Babysitters. Ryuichi, the main character, lost his parents in a plane crash, and at the funeral, the chairman of an academy decided to take him and his younger brother under her care since her son passed away from the same incident. But there was one condition. Ryuichi must become the school's babysitter. The club was formed in order to support the female teachers of the academy. This anime is one of my comfort animes. It makes me really happy, and I love seeing how cute the little kids are running around the daycare and the school, going on adventures. I also think that my favorite scene would probably be when Ryuichi got sick and his little brother Kotaro was trying to squeeze a lemon into a cup to make him some tea, but since he was so young, he didn't have the strength to squeeze the lemon into a cup. So when he finally mustered up enough strength to squeeze a few drops into the cup, he stood up and knocked over the cup, and he had to remake the whole lemon tea again. Number 8 on my list is Violet Evergarden. Violet is a girl who is an emotionless ex-child soldier and became an auto memories doll after the war. She works at the CH Postal Company in order to understand the meaning of I love you. I really love this anime because of the animation. Everything is so vibrant. The visuals are amazing. I also really liked watching the journey of Violet as she tried to understand emotions and began to understand what words meant and how they affected others as she wrote letters for other people. Throughout the anime, I cried so many times as she wrote those letters for people, and the letters just gave out so much emotion. I really enjoyed watching her journey, and there were so many heartwarming moments. Yet there were also many heartbreaking moments that made me really enjoy this anime. Number 7 on my list is Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer begins with Tanjiro, the main character, and his younger sister Nezuko, who are the only ones that survived in their family from a demon attack. Nezuko is slowly starting to turn into a demon, and Tanjiro sets on to a journey to become a demon slayer in order to avenge his family and cure his younger sister. This anime has amazing fighting scenes and animation, along with pretty funny characters as well. I really enjoyed this anime because Tanjiro is such a compassionate main character, and the compassion he feels for not only his friends and comrades, but for the enemy as well, is really amazing to see. Another one of my favorite characters is Giyu, because not only did he break the Demon Slayer code of conduct, where you must kill a demon when you see it, when he met Nezuko, he protected her, and also when Shinobu attempted to kill her, Giyu also protected her as well. Haikyuu is number 6 on my list. Haikyuu is a volleyball anime where the main character Hinata was inspired by another short volleyball player nicknamed the Little Giant. Hinata revived his middle school volleyball club and gets brutally beat by Kageyama, the king of the court at the time. When Hinata reaches high school and plays for Karasuno High School and goes to tryout, he sees that Kageyama, his rival at the time, also was at the same high school as him, trying out for the same exact team. Throughout the series, they had many fights, but I think they bring out the best in each other. I don't play volleyball, but one of my friends introduced me to this anime, and I was immediately hooked. I binge-watched the entire series and was so intrigued with how everyone worked together. I was constantly rooting for Karasuno to win. My favorite part of the anime is probably the relationships that each character have with each other. I really enjoy how they work together and how they were able to bring out the best in each other. Number 5 on my list is Tokyo Revengers. Tokyo Revengers is a relatively new anime and is about a boy named Takemichi who will supposedly die from being run over by a train but teleports 12 years into the past. He gets involved with some gang members and tries to save his girlfriend from dying. Throughout the series, he teleports back and forth between the past and the future, and each fight that there is with the gang members, there's a lesson behind every fight. And I really enjoy this anime because it blends the story and action very well. All the characters are very interesting and have their own backstory, and it's not really your typical action anime. Each character has character development throughout the series, and I really like that about the way it's written. And the characters learn lessons from the past which inspire and motivate them. Number 4 on my list is Dororo. Dororo is about a greedy samurai lord named Daigo that makes a pact with 12 demons asking for more riches for his land and more power. But that pact came with a price. Daigo's son was born with no limbs, no nose, no ears, no skin, yet was still alive. Daigo was furious and ended up throwing his son into a river. But luckily, his son was saved by a medicine man that built him wooden limbs and a mask for his face. The medicine man ended up naming this boy Hyakkimaru. Hyakkimaru ends up saving an orphan child thief named Dororo, and they set out on many adventures together in the demon world. And every time Hyakkimaru would slay a demon, he regained one of his limbs or one of his body parts back. I really enjoyed this anime because of the relationship that Hyakkimaru and Dororo had. They took care of each other despite being strangers and helped each other through many hardships while on an adventure together. Number 3 on my list is Assassination Classroom. In Assassination Classroom, a group of kids from the lowest class, Class E, taught by this yellow alien octopus-like creature, learns many different school subjects as well as how to assassinate him. Their alien teacher destroyed 70% of the moon and claims that he will destroy the earth by the next school year. It seems kind of weird, but this anime took me through a roller coaster of emotions. It showed how the students worked together to learn skills of assassination. Some parts were really funny and others were solemn. I became quite attached to some of these characters towards the end of the show. The characters go through a lot of character development, and the teacher, Koro Sensei, taught many different lessons that were important to the children. I really liked his character along with his backstory. My favorite character would have been Karma because although he may seem troublesome and mischievous, he's actually really intelligent and has many values behind all of his motives. He also stands up for many of his classmates against Class A, which bullies Class E a lot. Number 2 on my list is Jujutsu Kaisen. Jujutsu Kaisen begins with Yuji, who is a member of the occult club at his high school. His life suddenly turns upside down when he comes across the cursed item and triggers a supernatural occurrence that throws him into the world of curses. He then gets placed into the school called the Tokyo Metropolitan Jujutsu Technical High School to become a jujutsu sorcerer in order to help defeat the curses. I really enjoyed this anime, yet again, because of the animations and all the different fight scenes. My favorite part of the anime would have to be the jujutsu stroll at the end of each episode. A jujutsu stroll is basically a comedic sketch where it provides some hysterical relief at the end of each episode. Another thing I liked about this anime was how strong they portrayed the female sorcerers. In many shonen or action animes, females were never as strong as their male counterparts, and were written to help further the development of male characters. But in Jujutsu Kaisen, they had their own parts to play and were equal to their male sorcerers. Last but not least, we have Attack on Titan. This anime has been going on for quite a long time now. It was first released in 2013, and the anime is currently finishing up. It begins with the Colossal Titan breaking down the walls, and Titans start devouring the people that hid behind the walls. Eren Yeager, the main character, watches as his mother is snatched up and eaten alive by a Titan. As he grows older, he joins the group of elite soldiers in the Survey Corps in order to defeat the Titans outside of the wall. He joins the Survey Corps with his childhood friends Mikasa and Armin. This anime has had me biting my fingernails constantly since the beginning. With the show coming to an end, I didn't think I could have ever predicted this outcome. The way everyone was written and how the characters develop made the show even better. With their different personalities and hidden plans, everything just blew my mind. This is my favorite anime also because of the soundtrack. The soundtrack just intensifies every fight scene and every moment in the anime. There were many good fight scenes throughout this anime series, but my favorite would probably have been the fight between Levi and Kenny in season 3. I really enjoyed it, the animation was amazing, and the pace was so fast, I just could not get enough of it. Another reason I really enjoyed Attack on Titan was the way that the female characters were written. They were all very strong and independent, and many of shonen animes usually write their female characters as a way to enhance their male characters, but in Attack on Titan, these female characters played their own parts, and there wasn't very much fan service going on with these female characters. They had motivation, they were very courageous, and made a lot of choices that helped influence the show, and I really enjoyed the strength of the female characters portrayed. And that wraps up my top 10 anime shows. Many of these animes I really enjoyed mostly because of animations and art style, but some of them I really enjoyed them because of the way characters were written or how they were developed. And so thank you for joining me on this episode. Join me next episode where I will be talking about my top 10 places that I want to travel to in the future.